Blind Passion, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Sweet, Sweet Horny Dreams by Soakra. I have often wondered what it would be like to have several men at the same time. I mean, I've hit 58 and never done it with more than one man at the time. I have often thought it would be amazing to be in a massive bed with a bunch of men all at once. The sole reason for each and every one of them to be there would be to pleasure me. I'd want one guy underneath me, fucking me up the arse, but his dick shouldn't be too fat or big. I'd want him to hold my tits and lift them up so the two men on either side of me could suck my nipples. Down there, I want two more, one on each side. These two would hold my knees or thighs down, spreading my legs, so I'm ready for anyone who wants to fuck me or lick me out. We will keep it going for the entire weekend, and I'll be fucked and sucked in every orifice until I've lost track on whether it's day or night. The whole weekend will be like one long, incredible orgasm. Anyone who wants to come and fuck me can do so, as much as they can manage. The only requirement is that they have to have a massive, fat cock. I love to be fucked from behind with long, slow movements by a muscular guy with a long, fat dick that really thrusts its way into my squelching, wet cunt as I feel his balls slamming against my pussy from the back of my thighs. Anyone who enjoys watching is welcome to do so. I also dream of being at an exclusive sex club open to singles and couples. Everyone would be able to come just as they are, no matter whether they are thin or fat, old or young, but not too young. Those that want to have sex with each other should be able to do so without anyone getting jealous or feeling excluded. I want to lie there, stark naked on a mattress that covers the entire floor. Should consist of low sofas with red plush and small cafe tables. The sweet scent of sex should be in the air. The sound of people having amazing sex should be playing all over the sound system, gently in the background. On the ceiling, there should be a massive mirror and a screen showing close-ups of couples fucking. Everything should be about sex. I see myself lying there ready and willing for anyone to fuck and suck me simultaneously. I'd have orgasm after orgasm, while others stand and lay nearby, cuddling, having sex, standing up or joining in on a mattress. I can also see myself standing with my hands on the floor, with my knees bent, being fucked from behind by a man who is as big as an ox. He's holding me, helping me keep my balance, and at the same time, he's showing his cock in and out of my cunt so the juices flow. My tits are bouncing and his balls are flapping. It would be a real orgy. That's my secret fantasy. Lust by M. Monk. She'd been there once before, but was so overwhelmed that she was forced to leave not long after arriving. All the lust that was on show had shocked her. The sounds, smells, and the sight of... But she couldn't resist the temptation to go back. So after a few days, she had called the man with the deep, soft voice, telling him that she wanted to come again. He didn't seem surprised. In fact, he seemed happy.